Shishi Ola Hakim, 23rd January. A lot of soft edges of the books and torn siddur pages on Shabbos.
Shalom uvracha rabbeisai. A shaila which can be very nagel alocha is a child wants you to learn some chumash with them or to learn some gemara with them, and you see that you've obviously spent good money on chinuch. But on the edges of the Gemara, or the edges of the Chumash, the child has managed to find some time to draw their name on the sides, on the edges of the pages, right? This they did because, you know, it could be so that people wouldn't mistake other people's Sforim for their Sforim, so they wrote their name on the edges of the book. So if a person writes their name on the edges of the book, or they write writing on the edges of the book, are you allowed to open up this book on Shabbos? This was a Maisa Shahoya once. I went to a shul, and I wanted to use a siddur, and on the edges of the pages of the siddur, the closed siddur, it had a shtempel. It was stamped there, the name of the shul. They must have had a terrible spate of siddur burglaries over there in the shul. They wanted to make sure nobody would take their siddurim anymore. So they had the name of the shul stamped on the edges of the sefer. So what's the halacha? Is this considered mechika? Is this considered destroying a letter, erasing a letter? And when you close the sefer, is this considered writing a letter? So let's discuss a little bit these inyonim. Firstly, we know, of course, the makayr, that writing is one of the lamates malachas. It's because in the Mishkan, they had the kroshim, they had the beams, and they used to write a little letter or an os on the edge of one beam and a corresponding letter on the edge of the next beam, so that they would know which beams would go next to each other, and that way they could keep the same beams in the same places as they were previously. So normally writing two letters is a malacha min ha-Torah. If a person writes one letter, so then that's chatzi shir, and chatzi shir, as we know, is also osa. The type of writing that they did was ksiva hamiskayemes. It was one that would last. And therefore, it's only osim in HaTorah if it's going to be writing that will last. However, if a person is writing, let's say, on condensation inside a window, so since this is temporary writing, this is going to be osim midrabonon. What about drawing pictures or images? So this is also a toildah of meleches kosev. It's also under the category of writing, it's also awesome in HaTorah, whereas writing any sorts of lines, just a line which is not an ois, not a picture, so such a thing would be awesome in Rabbonon. Okay, one more halacha in terms of the general overview, and that is that, of course, we know that any malach is awesome in HaTorah if a person writes in the usual way. So if you're right-handed, using your right hand, left-handed, using your left hand. If you use the wrong hand, so then this is kal achar yad, and therefore this is also midrabonon. Okay, so let's have a look over here when it comes to our halacha of the case of the writing on the edges of the siddur. So are you actually considered writing by putting these letters together when you close the book? Is this really considered writing, or is it not considered writing? Are you really writing and erasing over here, or are you not? So there are different shittas in the poskim. The Ramah and the Taz. To tell you where the Ramah is. The Ramah is in a tshuva, Simon Kuf Yud Tes, and the Taz in Arachayim, Simon Shin Mem, Sivkot and Beis, and the Prisha, Knes HaGdela, and others. They all say that it's totally mutter to open and close these Sforim that have writing on the edges. Why should they say that such a thing is mutter? So they say that over here, you're not actually changing anything, you're not actually creating or destroying anything. The letter was there beforehand, and it's still there. You're not writing or erasing a letter, you're just separating the different components of the letter, and then reconnecting them. But you haven't actually changed anything. What is that their makayr to have such a shitta? So it fascinates, very fascinating. It says in the Gemara Masechta Shabbos Daf Kuf Daled Omid Beis that if a person writes one letter in Tveria and another letter in a nearby city of Tzipori, So you have one piece of paper and you write it in Tveria, you write a letter. And then you go to Tzipori, you have another sheet of paper and you write a different letter. So the Gemara there says Yochayev. Because even though you have these two letters that are on two separate pieces of paper, well, you could just bring these two pieces of paper together, and the fact that they are separate right now is not a problem. It doesn't matter the fact that they are not together right now. You've written one letter, this can easily connect to the other letter, and therefore you're chayev. That's what the Gemara says. So the Ramah says that you see over here, just writing the two letters is going to make it Osa. Now, if you then put the two letters together, it's unlikely that it's going to be Osa again. You've done an additional Issa. It seems as though that Issa over here is the writing of the two letters. If you just bring two letters that were already written together, the Ramah seems to say that should be okay. And the Ramah extends this and takes it a step further. He wants to say, even though the Gemara there is speaking about putting two letters together, the Ramah says, so too, if you have two half letters, and you connect these two half letters, so too, mechusa kareva, lavka mechusa maisadomi, just like you have two letters, you put them together, will be okay. So too, if you have two half letters, you put them together, and that will be okay. That's the svara that the Ramah uses to be makel. Others disagree. The Avnei Nezer in Siman Reishud and the Mamar Mordechai, they say you cannot compare the two cases. When you have two letters, so you've got one letter over here, another letter over there, they are already written letters. They stand alone. They have their own chashivas. So when you just merely put them together, nishkafelech, you're not really doing such a big thing. However, that's because the two letters are already standalone letters. When you are putting two half letters together, that's much worse. Say these two shittas, the Avnei Nezer and the Mamar Mordechai. They say when you are putting these two half letters together, you're the one who's making the letter. Beforehand there was no letter at all, and now you're making it together. So they say that for this reason it should be forbidden. Another reason, which the Prisha brings in Siman Shin Mem Siv Katan Vav, why it should be mutter, is that it's just like when you open and close a door, you're not over the issa of binyan and stira. The door is made to be opened and to be closed. When every time you open a door, you haven't done a malacha. Otherwise, you have to sit in your bedroom the whole day. Yeah? Maybe some people think that way and they're deliberating about it until like some late time in the morning. Maybe that's why some people come to shul late. Am I allowed to open the door? Am I not allowed to open the door? Yeah? But the halacha is they are allowed to open the door and to close the door. Because it's just opening and closing a door. That's not building. That's not demolishing. So too says the Prisha and others. This is also mentioned in the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Shin Mem Siv Katan Yud Zayin. So too, when you're opening and closing this sefer that has the writing on the edges of the pages, and now you're forming osius, and the osius are also being destroyed, he says it's just like opening and closing a door, and therefore there's no issa malacha here whatsoever. However, the Chazon Ish in Siman's Samach Aleph Siv Katan Beis, he argues for a number of reasons. One of them, he says, true, that's relevant in the Malacha of Boina, building. In building, you're right, you have certain things that are sort of quasi-parts of they're parts of the structure, and they're made to be opened and closed. But that's a halacha regarding building. Kosev is a completely different malacha. You can't necessarily apply what you see in one malacha to one of the other malachas. So therefore, that should be a reason why you should not be allowed to open this sefer. The Chazon Ish says that even though he feels it's best to be machmir and not to open it, but he says the reason that you can be makel is because, number one, normally mechika, destroying a letter, is only a malocha if it's mechika amalos lichtoiv. You're rubbing it out in order to write a better letter in its place. Here, when you're separating the pages of this book, it's not that you're going to write a better letter in its place. So he wants to say this is not mechika al menas lichtoiv. It's the same letter that's going to be broken and put together again. But it's not al menas lichtoiv in a better way. And so too, he says, this is not a ksiva shel kayomo. It's not one that's going to last, because it's going to be open and closed the whole time. So he says it's psik resha, betrayed the rabbonon, and therefore that's the reason why some people are going to be makel on this, even though he himself prefers not to. So the bottom line over here regarding this is that the Mishnah Berurah holds, since there are tzadodim to be makel, tzadodim to be machmir, the Mishnah Berurah holds that if you can't find another sefer, you don't have another sefer, then you are allowed to open and to close this particular sefer. If you can find another sefer, then it's better to use another sefer. That's what the Mishnah Berurah holds. And to take it to one final point. One final point over here is that if you have a page in a siddur or a page in a sefer and it's been ripped a bit, and by you putting the two parts of the page together, you are now forming osius. So is that the same? Is this going to be exactly the same? Because again, you've got a page and you've got Shema Yisrael on one side and Hashem Elokein Hashem Echod on the other side, and you neatly put them together. Are you also over the issa of writing? So many say that in Aruchas Shabbos Perik Chamisha, also Perik Tesvov, he discusses both of these cases, and he says that this is very, very similar. Again, this will be the Machlekes HaPoiskim over here, whether you'd be allowed to or not. On the one hand, though, it's a little bit better because in the book, the edges of the book, there's more kavias. You're making like a solid letter over here, whereas if it's the two torn pages of this, you know, the two sides of the page of the siddur, even when you put it together, it's not really, it doesn't have a kavias over here. So it could be that there's room to be machalik over here. So the bottom line, all the poskim say, is one should certainly try and avoid writing letters on the side of your sforim. Find other ways to make sure that nobody takes them away by mistake, because it enters into a big machlekes ha-poskim. But the bottom line is, the Mishnah Berurah says it would be permitted if you didn't have any other sefer, but if you do have another sefer, then better to use that sefer.